Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 16th of August 2016, and this is the 421st Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm in my shed today, and I can feel that the acoustics are really, really different. There is quite a lot of sounds outside. I can hear the hum of traffic and the birds are closer. And I can hear dogs barking, or at least I did hear dogs barking just before I switched on. And there was a plane overhead, so it is much noisier. I do have the door of the shed open and the windows inside are louvered rather than single pane, so there are kind of gaps where sounds can penetrate. I haven't been in my shed for quite a long time. I've been working in the winter. I've been working in my living room because the sun comes in and completely warms it up. And in the shed, I would have needed a heater. So I changed that, and I hadn't worked in the house for years and years, not worked on my fiction or Mole. No, that's not true. I have worked on Mole, but not on my fiction in the shed. And I certainly can't remember having done a podcast in here, but perhaps I have. My poor shed, it is really looking very neglected. It's been good coming in here to work, but there's sort of debris all over the place. Some of it is natural, like leaves that have come in through the autumn have blown in, and layers of... It's not looking quite as dusty as I thought it might, but it is still dusty. And I look as if I left it without much consideration. And so it's not a very welcoming... It's not as welcoming as it might be. So I think that when my sabbatical comes up in a couple of weeks, maybe it's the week after next actually, I'm going to have a bit of a spring clean in here and make it welcoming so that I can come in here in the spring. And I'm particularly motivated to do that at the moment because I am having a lunch with a very old friend. Old in both senses, really. She's in her 80s, and I first met her in 1973. And someone who I've occasionally shared houses with. I've lived in her house, three of her houses, at different times of my life. And a couple of times she's lived in mine here. And she also for a while lived in the shed of my next door neighbour. So our lives have interconnected. Anyway, what I was going to say about her, that I'm having lunch with her, and she painted the inside of my shed that I'm in now. So it feels as if it would be really nice to honour both that friendship and this work that she did for me in the shed by having a spring clean of it. And so it's rather nice that it's today that I have come into the shed to work, although it wasn't intentional. I mean, it wasn't triggered by her. So it is really quite a good thing, I think, to work in different places at different times, just so that when you come back to the old space, it's easier to appreciate what's there and also to see it with new eyes. If I had been coming here all the time, I might not have noticed how very in need of my TLC it is. In fact, I'm not sure that I can really wait for 2 weeks. It's just the reason I'm saying that is because I feel so incredibly behind myself with not having Burma's finished and not having, hardly having started the scene for the novel that I'm intending to send to my writers group at the end of the week. And I have another day of Qigong on Saturday, so I can't really pretend that the weekend is there to catch up. Not that I'm suggesting that it's a good idea to think of the weekend as catch-up time. So that's really why I'm not... My inclination really is to get started on this shed and making it a lovely place straight away. I don't know whether I'll be able to rein myself in. We'll see. I think, especially on... Well, this morning, it's going to be 19 degrees today, so it's likely to be really quite nice and warm in the shed, although it isn't very warm yet. I'm quite chilly. So there will be days. Our spring tends to go on for quite a long time and to sort of alternate with summer, so we just get increasing a different ratio of warm and cold days as the spring emerges. So it's 19 today, but I think we're going right down at the end of the week for a couple of days with a couple of overnights of sort of 3 and 4. But now is a really nice time to prepare for the next stage. I do hope that whatever project you're working on or whatever you're working on, you have the right place for the right season to work on it. And I know even when I've had very small spaces, like I had an attic room for quite a long time as my entire living space, I still moved around at different times, and it not only does it help often with your work to kind of be in a new environment, but it feels to me as if it helps that environment too, that it enlivens it again. So I do hope that that's something that you can do if you like doing that. And even if you have a very, very favourite space, I think it's a good idea to sometimes move to somewhere else so that that space is even more appreciated when you come back. Thank you very, very much for listening to me today. I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.